Chapter 23 On Times of Darkness. The weather shifts from cloudy to clear and then back to rain. Thus it is with human nature. One must always expect clouds to hide the sun sometimes. Even the saints have had their dark hours, days, and weeks. They say then that God has left them in order that they may know truly how utterly wretched they are of themselves, without his support. These times of darkness, when all seems meaningless, ridiculous, and vain, when one is beset by doubts and temptations, are inevitable. But even these times can be harvested for good. The dark days can best be conquered by following the example of Saint Mary of Egypt. For 48 years she dwelt in the desert beyond Jordan, and when temptations befell her, and memories of her former sinful life in Alexandria beckoned her to leave her voluntary sojourn in the desert, she lay on the ground, cried to God for help, and did not get up until her heart was humbled. The first years were hard. She sometimes had to lie this way for many days. But after 17 years came the time of rest. On such days stay quiet. Do not be persuaded to go out into social life or entertainment. Do not pity yourself. Seek comfort in nothing but your cry to the Lord. O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Imprisoned, I cannot escape, and other such appeals. You cannot expect real help from any other source. For the sake of chance relief, do not throw away all your winnings. Pull the covers over your head. Now your patience and steadfastness are being tried. If you endure the trial, thank God who gave you the strength. If you do not, rise up promptly, pray for mercy, and think, I got what I deserved. For the fall itself was your punishment. You had relied too much on yourself, and now you see what it led to. You have had an experience. Do not forget to give thanks.